So until now, Baruch Hashem, we've discussed the Yisoides of Emuna, of Hashem Tov HaKadosh, the concept of Malaycha La'aretz Kavodai Mamish, being the Yisoid HaYisoides, how that translates into Bitachin, Dveikus B'Hashem, the role of the Tzaddik and Avodas Hashem, with each person B'Frat, as a Shar for Dveikus, and the idea that through the Tzaddik, as being a tool in a person's life, like Torah and Mitzvahs, which puts a whole new spin, a whole new aura into a person's Avoda. We're able to be Mala, the Amei Haaretz. That's the idea of Maleicha La'aretz Kevoidai. Maleicha La'aretz Kevoidai means that even the Artzias, that they have an Aliyah, it's an aura which doesn't differentiate. It's not prejudice between Ruchni and Gashmi. It permeates the entire world, b'shaveh, shivisi Hashem l'negdi samid. And for that reason, it's able to go down, not just to the tzaddikim who are b'chinas shemayim, but even to the artsiyas, to the amei ha'aretz. As we say on Hoshana Rabbah, at the conclusion of the Avodah, l'man das kol amei ha'aretz, pasuk malachim. L'man das kol amei ha'aretz, ki Hashem hu lekim ein oid, that emuna of Hashem hu lekim ein oid should go down, B'chol ha'aretz kevoidai. Afidu to the amei ha'aretz. The tmimis we spoke about, that virtue of the amei ha'aretz, which is really the nekuda ha'pnimi, the core of who a Jew is, and that takes us to our next yesod. And there are many yesodis to discuss. But this is an ikar, and that's the inyan of Avos Yisrael. Avos Yisrael. We're going to start at the bottom of the page. A little bit of a confusion with the Maram HaKomeis, putting them on the page, which is in itself a very big avoda. If you take a look at the bottom, from the Baitzina Din Ahayra, Pam Achas Shalul HaBal Shem Tov. This is from Baruch Mezbishter, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, Zichus Yagen Olin. Pam Achas Shalul HaBal Shem Tov, Mahu Ikar HaVoida. And really this Maram HaKom, if we would have a chabura, a shir, which would be called the Yesoidus of Chassidus, it's not that shir. We would perhaps begin with this Maram HaKom, or Maram HaKom similar to this. So this could have been a Maram HaKom at any time. Pamacha shalul l'baal Hashem tov, mahu ikar havayda. What is the ikar havayda? Halo anu yoidim v'avisinu sipur lanu shabim hakadmanios hayon shemaisim misanim shabbos ha-shabbos. It used to be that tainus, the bitul hagashmi, the bitul hachaymer, that was a very big avoda. That's what separated between the boys and the men. That, how much a person was willing to be moisa and efesh, that the guf shouldn't be mechitza between us and kochabichu, so to speak. So Baal Shem Tov, you came along with your or, with your talmidim, and you said, that's out with the old. Like the Gemara says, a person is a sinner if you fast from week to week. Tell us, Hashem Tov HaKadosh, therefore, what replaced, what is the Ikar Avodah nowadays? I came to teach you a new way, what Hashem wants for these generations. That a person should be mamshech, he should bring upon himself these three things. Haynu, Avas Hashem Yisbarach, Avas Yisrael, v'Avas HaTorah. The Ein Tzarech Lasa Siguv. As we had mentioned, that the Yesaidus of the Derech Chassidus is based on the Zohar Kaddish. And Zohar Kaddish, we have a statement from Reb Shimon that he says, in earlier generations, it was the Derech of Yira, and that was their way, but from this generation and on, Anan B'chavivusa Taya Milsa. In this base medrash of Reb Shimon going forward, the derech is going to be the derech of Abba. And being that the Baal Shem Tov is a derech and a vayda, which is based on the teachings of Reb Shimon, Pnimi Satara, that we explained, unlike Musa, which is based on the Nigla Satara, therefore, Ava reigns. Ava in three forms. But I'm sure you're sensitive to the lashon of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, why he chose these three things, because it's not just happens to be these three things. Yisrael, V'araisa, V'kutcha B'ichu. Yisrael v'raisa v'kutri bichu chadhu. These are not three separate things. When the Baal Shem Tov was giving a derech and a voida, he wasn't saying, by the way, there's Aleph, Beis, Gimel. He was saying, there's one thing. Avas Yisrael, Avas HaTaira, v'Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three, which is really one. Take a look at Rav Motel on the top of the page. The Rebbe Shlita. He has Shi'urim in Mesilas HaShoyim, which he gives to Bachrim. And it's really for anyone and everyone. But this is just a little excerpt from that shir. Amnam al pi chasidus avas Yisrael miusedis beikar al hayasoid she'araisa v'kutribichu v'Yisrael chadhu. Avas Yisrael is predicated on this Yisoid, which we just saw in Rebbe Meshbetzer, although he doesn't quote it. The Rebbe doesn't need to quote it. And the Rebbe, up until this point, we can't bring the whole Maimer, it'll take up more than one page, many pages. What he was doing before so, is that he was establishing the fact that when the Baal Shem Tov came along, he didn't reinvent mitzvahs. He brought an order to the world which gave us a different perspective of how to do those mitzvahs. And one of them is Avos Yisrael. And Avos Yisrael is different. He brought a whole new perish, a whole new understanding of Avos Yisrael. Until the Baal Shem Tov came along, there was Bein Adam Lamakom, Bein Adam Lachaver. Came the Baal Shem Tov and he said, no, it's really one thing. Avos Yisrael is not different than Avos Lamakom. It's the same thing. Everybody said, if you keep in mind the earlier Shi'urim as we go through this, understand it and we'll explain it. But in the back of your minds, keep track. Many things will start to make sense, and why this is a flow, a natural flow into this subject. Kleimar, shekeshem sheyachol adam lehislahiv belahat yikoid eish begoyil kedushas atayra. Like a person can become on fire from kedushas atayra. V'loimar drashois shleimois laharich b'midam al gedulas kedushas atayra v'goydol aruchav achshivus giravu. We can give so many shiurim about the kedushas atayra, the godless atayra, the amkas atayra. We could talk forever and ever with such a hislavus about Avas Hashem. Chasidus says you could do the same thing when you're talking about Avas Yisrael. With the same intensity, the same fire. Yisrael v'rayis v'kutra b'chuchadu. V'yichudu lehislahiv b'hislavus yisirv v'niflo b'kdushos ha'shalish Yehudi. You can become so on fire. Look at the lashonis that's used here. With the kedusha of a yid. Shari kutcha b'yichu arayis av yisrael chatu. V'hu echad kivyocho lem ha-kadosh baruch hu v'chol ish yisrael v'skadish b'kedusha shalmai. V'kasha avas yisrael b'nu yal yisrael k'zeh. We have a whole new understanding, a whole new world called Avas Yisrael. Usually we think of Avas Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai, as being, since you have a lot of mitzvahs to do, so you might as well be nice to Jews, because you get the idea that Hashem likes Yidden. And so therefore, since if a package falls down, so you should help put it back on, and since the Kohen has to help the Yisrael bring a carbon, so it's a good thing to like Jews. Should be friends with all Jews. No, that's not Avas Yisrael. Shemeata im davon kan al avas chaverim pshuta. It's not like having a good chevra, bring good friends. El al kedusha al yoina shahari kadosh baruch hu v'gila ba'olam. This is a very big kedusha that a yid has. Ne kadosh baruch hu chidish v'hari l'olam kama yanam shal kedusha. There are bastions of Kedusha in the world. Like we said before, Kutchabrichu, Araisa, Kmaikin Chidish Kodesh Baruch Hu Kedusha Miuchedesh, which is called Kedusha Sisra. It's very different than the Avoida of being a Baal Midas, having Derech Eretz. It's not Avas Yisrael. Avas Yisrael is the fire that a Jew has for another Jew. What would you give up for another Jew? What do you feel for another Jew? It's on the level of neshama, of course. We're not talking about the guf, we're talking about neshama. Like everything in the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov is predicated on neshama, not guf. Pnimius na chitzonius. V'tzadikim, hisigu harbi hasagos gedoyles v'mokos v'kdushas v'mishus Yisrael. Tzadikim, they have a very deep understanding of what it means Kedushas Nishmas Yisrael, which is again why the tzaddik is going to be the tzinor, not just for Dveikus Bashem, but for Dveikus with other Yidden. We don't know our own Kedusha. The tzaddik knows me better than I know myself because he has an understanding. He's a professional understander of what it means, Kedushas Yisrael. The person has to be a big tzaddik to know what it means, Nishmas Yisrael. The person can't just decide, I'm going to be an Oy of Yisrael. It doesn't work that way. The person has to invest and to be Miyage and Avas Yisrael. It's a sugya. They worked hard, and Hashem was megala to them, Kedushas Yisrael, Nishmas Yisrael. Like the Imre Pinchas says that Rav Chaim Kreuzer, who was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, said, I worked hard for 5 years. 5 years until he understood Avas Yisrael. That means, we don't know what that means. How do you work for 5 years in Avas Yisrael? It's a sugya. Like the Barditchever, like the Rebbe explains later in the Drasha, the Limbatzchas and the different ways of Avas Yisrael. We can't even put words to it. In those times, we'll be able to truly understand the depth of the understanding of the great people. Just like a tzaddik has a depth of Avas Hashem which is inexplainable. And a person who is not there can't understand it. We could have concluded this year right now, and we would have had a different understanding of what it means, obviously. So. The place on the pedestal in which the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh put the inyan of Avas Yisrael. Let's develop it more, B'siyata D'Shemaya. Take a look to the right. On the top right corner. Marina HaBaal Shem Tov Gila Inyan Atzmi. This is a few. We're going to have now a select number of drushes, mamarim from the Rayat. The Fiyat HaKarev in Lubavitch. Beautiful Lashonis in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, which he had the Kabbalah about the Inyan of Avas Yisrael. Barina HaBaal Shem Tov Gila Inyan Atzmi B'mitzvah Avas Yisrael. The Baal Shem Tov revealed an Atzmius, a depth, the core Inyan in Avas Yisrael. Sha'ofen Hakim the mitzvah Avas Yisrael Hu Kama'ofen Hakim Shal Mitzvah Avas HaTayra. We saw from the Rebbe just previously that Avas Yisrael and Avas HaTayra Ukma Oifen Hakim Shal Mitzvah Avas Hashem. Again, Yisrael V'Raisa Kutcha B'Chuchatu. We can understand how to do each one of these equally. They're no different one from the next. What he revealed in Atzmius about these things is as follows: the Hainu, Avas Hashem, Avas HaTayre, Avas Yisrael, who? Shekemoi she'avas Hashem, who mitzad ha'etzem. We don't love Hashem because of what he can do, what he does, because of who he is, what he is, which is lamala mehavana v'hasaga, which the mind can't understand, it's something that the neshama has a kesher to. Rak, it's called Avas Ha'atzmus. K'makin Avas HaTayra. It's not because it tastes good, or I like this sugi or I don't. Einim is HaSugis Inyan HaTayra. It's not because what I understand in Torah I have an Avas HaTayra. El Mishum Mishi Torah HaShem. It's because of what it is. K'makin Avas Yisrael. Einim is HaMaila HaPratis Shal Seichel HaSugim the service. Loving another Jew has nothing to do with the qualities which he has. That's all Chitzonius. El Mishum Shehu Ish Yisrael. Because he's a Jew. There's an Avra for the Yid himself. Keep going. Skip the next paragraph, actually. It's just context. Ba'akdama ha'klalis, Amar ha'Baal Shem Tov Nishmas Eidin ha'Kedushas Leidasa Shal Aguf ha'Yehudi L'Lochilak. Baal Shem Tov revealed, meaning a certain drasha, which the Baal HaTanya said, from the very earlier drashas the Baal Shem Tov had told about Kedushas Yisrael, he said that the Kedushas Leidas Haguf ha'Yehudi, the very beginnings of a Jew, it doesn't matter whether it's a boy, a girl. He expounded upon this greatly. He explained the Ava which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for every single Jew. What is that? Ha'ava shel Hashem Yisbarach Livnei Yisrael ain't a rak l'neshama ha'yehudis. It's not just to the neshama which he has, which is like to the pratiyus of him. Kim gam le'uf le'guf ha'yehudi. Doesn't matter what his neshama is, where it comes to the guf, which is like the basar, the artzius, the malay chala arts kevayudai of the Jew. The am ha'aretz of the Jew. Ha'ava he'lokis hi l'chol mishanoy le'yehudi b'li shum hevda. Migo'ayin ha'go'ayinim. Ad lepashat shebepshutim. Rabbi Yisrael, going back to the Tmimus shiur. As goyin ha-goyinim in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, oiv yoyisim yapashat shebepshutim. He doesn't love the goyin more than he likes the pshutim. That's not correct to think that. And we need to be taught this, because many people don't realize that. Ves ha-yehudi ha-pashat shebepshutim in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, oiv pachas chas v'shalom yashar es goyin ha-goyin. No less than the Gadol b'Yisrael, and the biggest Am Ha'aretz, Hashem loves them equally. He was the first one to say, bring every Jew close because he's a Jew. Because there's two reasons to love Yidden. One, Machmas Hayos Yehudi, because he's a Jew. And the second, because he's a Ben Torah. But, he explained, the first one, that he's a Jew, is the Iker. The Hamayla Hashenis, he Mayla Shal Hispashtas. Meaning, of course, there's something to be said about a Talmid Chacham, a Tzaddik, that he's Magala, his Yahadus, min a Koyach el Apoyel. He's not Be'etzim better, he just reveals min a Koyach el Apoyel, that love, in a way where we could see why. We could see the beauty, what it means in a Shema, when we look at a Tzaddik. For quote-unquote regular Yidden, it's concealed, so we can't see, we can't understand. So to regular people, that's a mystery. That there's a neshama there, and the tzaddik is a walking neshama. We see he is a revealed neshama. We see Kedushas Yisrael. But that's not the value of, because he's a Talmid Chacham, he knows a lot of Torah, because he has so many mitzvahs. That's not where the Ava lies. It lies in the fact that he's a Jew, he's a neshama, and that's higher than all explanation.
So that's enough to say, basically.
So, 100%. If a person does not understand that this principle, then you're right. In Achanami, it's just this is something which needs to be taught and understood. It doesn't necessarily mean that if a person says that he doesn't understand this nakuda. It could be that he's just explaining like the secondary, you know, because it's the tafil, but it's mavchin between people. But in Achanami, just even if a person goes, you know, is very much marchiv and says a lot about this person, he extols his virtues, and he says, doesn't mean that he should have any more ava for that person than he should have in his core, in his neshama, for any other Jew.
They give it over sometimes, they ask about somebody, oh, yeah. Ataya, forget about that, I shouldn't say that word. They don't use the word Valchasa, Atam with Chochma. Meantime, we may know that the guy's a creep.
Oh, so that's a whole different sugya, yeah.
If you tell, if you zog me as a yid, that goes on everybody. That's how we stop, you know.
A Talmid Chacham was a creep, it's not a Talmid Chacham.
I didn't say what.
Not a Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham is a...
Well, you don't know, whatever, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Can you explain why this is true? Why?
What?
Why it's all fundamental to have Avos HaKadosh?
Why is it fundamental to Avas Yisrael?
You're saying that it is, but why?
It's the Tachlis Abriya is Klal Yisrael. But we see one thing for sure, that the Torah divides into two mitzvahs, Bein Adon LaMakom and Adon LaChaver. Right, so we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makabel from us, and other Jews are the Makabel from us. And Memela, the rest of the world, is also Makabel from us, but there's the idea of Bein Adon LaMakom and Adon LaChaver. And then we look at Bein Adon LaChaver as being Tafel to Bein Adon LaMakom, and the Baal Shem Tov came along and he said, it's really one zach. It's not two things. It's really one. The whole world of the Baal Shem Tov is achdus, because the whole tach should be a zachdus. But it shouldn't be a chiddush why the Baal Shem Tov did that.
Really, it's the flip side of Avas Hashem.
Correct. Or, yeah. We're going to get... Or the same side. Or flip, same side. It's really the same thing. If we're going to see Mitz Hashem, that we're going to develop this idea more about this Sada Shava between Avas Yisrael and Avas Kodesh Bichu. We're not done with that. Mitz Hashem. Let's go a little bit to the left. In the middle, Igris Kodesh from the Vayatz. Bein Darchi Avodah Shemayna Baal Shem Tov Gilul Zeh. Amongst the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, he revealed, Shetzarech Lehov Yehudi Biglal Shehu Yehudi. You love a Jew because he's a Jew. HaHefesh Bein Ish Pasha Leish Maskil. Because the difference between a Pasha Yid or a Talmud Chacham who rak behes Spashtus or HaNeshama. How much a person is Megala, the light of his Neshama. Al Be'etzim HaNeshama, Kol HaNeshamas Matimas Heina. They're all the same. Once we've established this yisoid, the shivisi, the hishtavas of the love and avas Yisrael, and the yisoid of Yisrael v'reis kochibichu chatu. So let's move on to the left side of the page. Let's go to the divrei emes, second maramakom in the second column here, from the left, which is the choyze from Lublin. We have three svarim from the choyze from Lublin, zichron zois, zois zichron, and divrei emes. So the divrei emes. He writes, "Va'oid ha'misdabig ba'yisparech b'li b'tamid." A person who has dvekas in his heart with Hashem always, like we spoke about, dvekas with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the ikker, right? Like we had spoken about at length. Ki rachman aliba b'ay, who davak ba'yisparech va'oyav yisayisparech. That's an expression of dvekas as ava, memela oheves yisroel. Va'oyav yimaisai, and then they will love you back. Because the way it works is that love is like a mirror. At least when it comes to Avas Yisrael. If you love another Jew, it's going to love you back. But what we see here, and we'll get to that Yisrael on the back side of the page, is that there's a Yisrael. Avas Yisrael is a Memela from Avas Hashem.
Can you say it for the point?
Yes.
Can't be Davik Hashem.
Yeah, it's lacking. Yeah, or it means that there's ways to go. But there is a bridge here. There's a link between Avas Hashem and Avas Yisrael, and also the other way, Avas Yisrael and Avas Hashem. Now, to explain this more, go up to the Bar Ditchever on the top. Yedua ki anoichi velo yelecha mipi hagvura shemanu. We heard anoichi velo yelecha from Hashem's mouth. V'chol ha-Torah nichla bag, v'chol ha-Torah tamar nirmuz b'achlus ha-bari. The whole Torah is about achdus Hashem. V'chol tamar nirmuz b'kadeshim yiyo nikar shenachna mishibad mavad mavar baruch. All the mitzvahs imply that we're all avdi Hashem. Nam. Tzrichin li tein tam shigam bin adon ha-chaveru hu nichlal b'chlal achdus ha-bari baruch. If the Torah is an expression of Hashem's achdus, and many, many mitzvahs surround the idea of avas Yisroel bin Adon HaChaveiroi. So how was that included in Anoichi V'Yelecha? V'chor HaTorah Nichlo Behen. Understand the question? V'Avar Lecha. Let me explain to you, says the Bar Ditchever. Shigam He Nichlolam V'Achlas HaBari Baruch Hu. Avas Yisroel is included in Achlas HaBari. How so? Shall I call Adas Yisroel Ma'amidim Shekelecha Barana V'chor Yisroel Ke'acha Nikr Ke'asel V'zayis Nikr Shechina. We're all part of one spiritual body, which is different than nationhood in other nations of the world. There's an neshama klali of Klal Yisrael, which is called Shechina. V'nimsa, pay attention to these words, it's going to come up a couple times after this. This is very, very important words. K'she'anachnu banu mimechzav echad. Because we come, we're hewed out from the same place. K'she'yesh la'echad tzar. If one Jew has tzar, margish gam chaveiroi. K'me adam echad, like one person. The whole body feels it. Since we come from one source, one God, and we're all part of Nishmas Yisrael, another Jew can feel that tzar. Rabbi, there's a massive chidushim. V'zehu, that's why it says, Madasani lach lachavech lo yisavid. What hurts your friend, this is the Gemara's Taitan Avas, don't do your friend what you don't like. Kleimar, it doesn't just mean like, treat him like you would treat yourself. It's much deeper. Kevin sheish lachar tzar mizah adav lo yisavid lachavecha. Because it'll hurt you, don't hurt him. Ki ro'i l'tzar atmecha b'tzar eschavirecha. It's incumbent upon you to be bitzar over your friend's tzar, and to be besimcha in your friend's simcha. If you understood what it means, nishrav Yisrael, if you understand what it means, in pnimius, what it means, Klal Yisrael is one, you would understand very well what I'm talking about, says the Bar Ditchever. Nimza, gam mitzvah shebein adon achaveiro is bechal achdus abayi baruch hu. Yes, of course, achdus. Yisrael is included in Achdus Abayir. It is Achdus Abayir. Kema shanachnu ma'aminim shekel echa v'rona me'mechza v'echa nanachnu n'roi l'isasi b'tobis chavir v'linoim al-tzaras chavir. Because of Achdus Hashem, which is the core of Nishmas Yisrael, that's why I should be careful when I treat my friends. Not a vart in Midas, not a vart in Derech Eretz. It's about, don't punish, don't hurt the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't hurt your friend because you're hurting yourself. It's an amkes. It's a gewaltige hislavis. Take a look at the bottom markum below this. This is from the Kamarna. V'zehu v'yahavta l'riecha kamaycha. Shehu koilu les avas Hashem v'avas Yisrael. Like Rashi says in Kiddushin, when it says v'yahavta l'riecha, it doesn't just mean your friend. It means the Rabbanu Shalom is also your friend. Kamaycha shetichlal atzmacha im or ha'ava. You're including yourself in the love that you have for somebody else. You yourself are included in the love you're giving out to others. Like Maran says, the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, he's quoting the Baal Shem Tov, Ki lo yelech b'avas Hashem ela b'hadraga. When a person goes with Avas Hashem, there are many levels of Avas Hashem. V'zehu kamaycha k'mo ha'bechina shelcha she'ata oimi behem. Kamaycha means, know how to do it on your level. V'chein l'inyan avas yisoya kamaycha l'inyan. What does that mean? She'yichlal atzmo b'ahavasa. Kamaycha means to include yourself with others. Sas v'sameach, again, the Bardich of his words. Sas v'sameach v'simchasam. To be happy with their simchas. U'meitze v'doig b'tzar. And also, in their worries, in their troubles, in their tzar, to be there with them. V'yichlal atzman kol b'chines nitzaytze v'nishamas. And he means it literally. Literally, to be b'simcha over another Jew's simcha, to be b'tzar over another person's tzar. Not as a spectator, but because if a Jew feels pain, especially if I have a kesher to that Jew, it should pain me because that Jew is in pain. Not also rachmanis. Because even a goy could do that. Even if a goy walks down the street and he sees that there's another goy who's in pain, it may hurt a little bit. It's hard to see other people hurting. But if it's shaykh to a goy, the rule on pimius is always this. If a goy could do it, it's not pimius. That means it's chitzonis by definition. It's not what the Baal Shem Tov is talking about. He's saying that if a Jew is hurting, I feel his pain. It's not my pain because it hurts me to see. It's his pain. I feel his pain. That's the chiddush of Avos Yisrael. Because in our core we're one. It's kamaycha mamish. Go down a little bit to the right. No, it's a cross. Amr Pam Harebi Hadmar Hazakim Mishamagim Mesich, Bishem Baal Shem Tov, Yahav to the Chakamecha, Perish, Beir, Avas Hashem Elokecha. Av, Yahav to the Chakamecha, says the Baal Shem Tov, is a perish in Av, Ahav to Hashem Elokecha. It's a perish. Ki kisheish Avas Yisrael, Yesh Avas Abayr. Share Yehudi Yesh Loibesech, Chelak Elokam Yimal. He has a piece of that Hashem Elokecha in him. Al Ken, Kisha Oivin Yehudi, Es Apthimi Yisheloi, Harim Emelo Oivim Es Hashem. Could it be any more clear? It could be a little bit more clear from the bottom that Ma'ar Makom. Da ihu raza de rechim edekot shebichu. Again, this is the Kamarna. L'isdab kabei v'yahav des Hashem alokecha v'avas Yisrael. To make one, to have a dveikis of avas Hashem alokecha and avas Yisrael. And if you don't believe me, says the Kamarna, it's b'mispar hashaveh v'yahav des l'recha kamecha ani Hashem. What does that mean? What's b'mispar hashaveh? The exact gematria. Try, figure it out yourself. The same number, I think it's 913, I don't remember exactly. V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha is exactly the gematria. V'yahavta l'arecha kamaycha ani Hashem. That's what I meant, that this is a perish on the previous Ma'amakom. V'zehu avas Hashem Yitzbarach leho v'skol Yisrael. Pshat in avas Hashem, it's the love of every Jew. L'kasher atzmaim kol Yisrael. And he gives us a very important etza, which goes back to the earlier shiurim, lihiyos shafal be'enav min hagaruah shebegurim. A person shouldn't have any gaiva as a mechitza. Or lahachriya kol shebeshem yisrael yichuna l'kaf schos, and to don every single Jew l'kaf schos because of the virtue of the fact that he's in Hashem. Once we're on the topic of shiflus, again, it's the gaiva which separates us. The reason why we're lacking in that Avas Yisrael is not something which we have to make, it's something which we have to reveal, because we are one. We are one with every single Jew. My love that I have for another Jew would be natural if I wasn't so much into my own ani. But as soon as I expand my ani, and I realize, first of all, I'm not the ani which I see in the mirror. I'm a neshama. And that neshama is part of Nishmas Yisrael. So my ani is expanded to include all of Klai Yisrael. I don't just love myself anymore. I love all of Klai Yisrael like I love myself. But how does a person come to that? And one of the eights, of course, is through shiflus. Shiflus doesn't mean to make yourself into a nothing. It's to realize the truth. Meloi chol aretz kevaydai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the big ani. He's the anechesh melekecha. What does that leave me with? I'm just part of that big anechi. Well, if I'm part of that big system, that big, this big giant kedusha, which is called anechesh melekecha, which is Klal Yisrael, so as long as my guy for this again, the way was just a fake anyways, so the memela, I love every single Jew. It's gevaldik. Go to the left. V'yoyiseh she'odem makten asum be'emes. Again, it's the Kamarna. Going on this eighth of shiflus. The more that a person is mocked in himself, which means that he knows who he is. Yachol lavo lemadrigas achtas Yisrael. Ve'ein tzarech lezeh chachmos ala hachanar ve'emes. It doesn't require being a big chacham, Rabbi Yisrael, like we've talked about until now. It wasn't given to the chachamim, the derech of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. It just means hachanar ve'emes. It just means to not be so self-consumed. Afal bishu shafal emes. Afal toiv v'chalayfin. It's givaldik. It's the best place to be. Nafshi ka'afar lakol tiyah. Know that the kedusha of a Jew, what he's capable of doing in his shiflus, is much bigger than a malach can achieve. It's emes. It doesn't mean this is the only way, but it's a very important way. Go down a little bit to the next, the ma'amakam beneath that. It's again from the Chayza and Divi Emes. Vayichen sham Yisrael b'leirachad ki yishachad. Ze ba migoydo hachna ba'achdus. This you said. Where there's shiflus, where there's anava, there's achdus. V'chein shamati b'shim harav ha-magid hanal. I heard the name of the magid. I think it's for Mezrich. I don't remember. Al kein yesh bein yiladim ketanim ahava ki ein lahem godless. Why is it that children, that it's so geschmack to watch children play? They meet each other right away, they're friends. Of course, they fight because they don't, but they're right back again, just like that. There's such a tmimus, there's such a gevaldic energy that children have, that their guards aren't up, that everything is just, they're so open to. It's because they don't have the gaiva. They're innocent, there you go. And this innocence is what every single Jew has. That's the tmimus which we described before. That tmimus that we stand within the depths of our hearts, which we have, which we were gifted with from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that neshama laki, that tmimus, is what a tzaddik lives out of. And so therefore, by the tzaddik, and we each have that bekayach, is throwing away all the insecurities, throwing away all the credentials. Tmimus. A simple tmimus, that innocence which children have, which he's saying, if you want to know what Avos Yisrael is, that's a beautiful dogma. Beautiful digma. The Brisker Rav said, why is it that on the Kodesh Kodeshim, on the Kapayiris, there was two kuvim? Two kuvim. He said, because that's a simen to Avos Yisrael. Because a karuv is a child. And the way that two kuvim interact, that perfect innocence that children have, is going to be the madriga that Klai Yisrael will have lots of love. Go to the right. Yeah, but that's only because there's a reason why they're turning away. But as soon as the reason is gone, then they turn back again to each other. But you're right. Lust of love, there won't be any turning away. It's only by Svisha Mashani, but we'll never turn away. This is again. This is from the Baruch Meshbitzer. A maimer for the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. I bear testimony to the heavens of the earth. There was once a yid, he had a very strict din in the heavens from the Beis in Shamala. It wasn't a Talmud Chacham, not even close. The only thing he knew how to do was Zag Tehillim. But when it came to Avos Yisrael, there was nobody like him. V'bachshava shechoshev tamid ba'avos Yisrael. He was always thinking about other Jews. V'dibur shem medaber ba'avos Yisrael. He always spoke about avos Yisrael. U'mayis shechaya mehana l'chachay zel kifi koichay. He would also be mahana every single Jew as best as he can. And again, this line, Rabbi Yisai, Hitztar bitzayr shakolachem Yisrael, bein irsha ben isha, v'sameach b'simchasai. Real. Pnimi yistika ava. Another Jew's pain in his simcha was exactly what he experienced. And because of that, pasku b'bezin shamala, chelko began eden, they paskin in shamayim, that despite everything which he had done in his life, which may not have been so great, they gave him a spot bin hat tzaddikim hagaonim she'am Rabbi Seinu Zal she'im oyve Yisrael, of which Chazal referred to them as oyve Yisrael. It's mind-boggling. In the Ha'aris here, it says who is that referring to? Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun, because the Gemara says about them oyve Yisrael haya. Can you imagine such an ikker? Because he was an oyve Yisrael, it's an oyve Yisrael straight to the top. Straight to the top. Turn to the left. The Torah Misuyemes Emer HaBal Shem Tov LaChavaya Kedisha. Once the Baal Shem Tov was saying a Torah, he spoke to the Pshutayam, but he also had his Chavaya, and he told him. And again, this is for Chavaya Kedisha. She'al Yidei Ha'avayda Shal Misiris Nefesh Al Avas Yisrael. That through Misiris Nefesh that a Jew has in Avas Yisrael, this is from the Bayat, Zeichin L'Giluy Ma, that's why it's for Lashonis in Kabbalah, Shebe Neshama, person is able to be Megala, a certain Chelik in the Neshama, meaning like his Atzmius of his Neshama, Yoyser Me'al Yedei HaVoida Shal HaHasaga HaAmuka BeYoyser Belukos. A person can reveal through an act of Mesiris Nefesh for another Jew more Neshama, he could be Megala more of his Bechina Tzadik Menakoye Chalapoyal through a Mesiris Nefesh that he has for another Jew, that if he would sit in front of the Zayar Kaddish and delve into the deepest Sugis of Kabbalah. Go down, Hasaba, again the Bayats, because they refer to the Baal Shem Tov as the Saba, because the Balatani used to say that the Baal Shem Tov was his, like he considered himself the grandson mamish of the Baal Shem Tov. Hasaba, Omer, Shetzarech lihi yois mesiris nefesh al avas Yisrael, afilu li Yehudi shemi oylem oyra. That a Jew has a mesiris nefesh for another Jew, even if he never met him, never saw him, nothing. Sounds crazy. But we're not talking about something, an avos which makes sense to the seichel. We're talking about avos Yisrael mitzad neshama. And since the avos Yisrael is on the level of the neshama, what does it matter whether you know him or not? That's not where avos Yisrael is taking place. If you think different than this, then you're over there, but the sugi is over here. The sugi is on the level of neshama. What does it matter whether you know him or not? That's all chitzonius, that's all seichel. And go down to the bottom of the Markum. Amar, Maran HaRav Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov LaTalmida, Rav Yitzchak from Kalamaya, was the father of Nachman Kalamaya. He said about himself, as he said, know this, as HaKal Shebekalim VeHapochos Shebepchutim Asher Hubedayitcha, the lowest of the lowest Jew, who you think is that person, Ani Oyhiv Oyso Yoyser, I love him more, Mimasha Ata Oyviz Bincha Yichidecha, than you love your only son. Baal Shem Tov is Megal, is Madreig. I mean, he revealed what it means, Avos Yisrael, how he lived by that Avos Yisrael. I love the lowest Jew more than you love your son. Because the reason why you love your son is because he's your son. But that's an Ava HaTzliya B'davar. But a Yiddish Ava is an Ava She'ena Tzliya B'davar. It's because you're a Neshama, and I'm a Neshama. And therefore, if you have to, I love you because I love myself. So whatever love you may have for your child is only secondary to the love that you have for yourself. You only love your child because you love yourself. And he's your child. He comes from you. Baal Shem Tov says, I love every Jew more than you love your son. Aleph, because that's only a seichel dikah love. It's only a gufni dikah love. And Beis, because I love myself. And I love the Jew like I love myself. So of course it's going to be more. It's still Taluya?
Yeah. It wasn't a Jew even
though. No. What it means is like this. It's Taluya the Bedavar because there was a circumstance why you love. Because you gave birth to that person, that's why you love. But the reason why you love this Jew is not because of any circumstance. It's something which came way well before anything in this world. It came into the world this way. I didn't do that. Of course, you could say that's the Siba. But it's not a Siba which I created. It's something which was there. It's in the Shurishim of the Bria. And so I'm just tapping into a Metzias. It's the Metzias. That's part of it. There's no ulterior motive. Yeah.
Think about it.
some guys out. They didn't know anybody there. And these guys were so far away, a lot of times they call, you know.
That's the mysterious nefesh.
Because that's truma.
It's a mysterious nefesh for another Jew.
That's
right. Let's turn the page. With a little bit more time, we can go a little further. The challenge involved in this, says Rav Yitzchak in the top Mayim Makom, V'tzorech l'das she'en kol abiyos shavos. Not everybody is the same. She'esh b'ni adam shemeilem or a chesed, every neshama comes from a different sphera. V'yesh shemeilem or hagvura, some come from tiferes. The reason why we have different character traits and different tchunas and nefesh is because we come from different spheres. V'kol echad tzorech l'leches b'derech Hashem l'fi or shemes nais tetzel l'fi shayrish shemos. Everybody does what he does because of his shayrish. Ach, kol echad tzorech l'das sheyesh lam gam deus acheres mishaloi. We need to know, therefore, that everybody sees things differently. V'yesh pasku acheres midarko. People will have different ways than I have. Ki kol Yehudi yesh lo sharech acher mireehu. V'al yedei shaholich b'zu aderech v'nam mibedarche kol yisrael v'soid v'at techaz mikol la'am. But if we go down this mahalach and we believe that nevertheless, there's a kol yisrael, shekol Yehudi hu chelik elokami mamamish, that our differences don't differentiate so much, because in the shorish of all of this, where each of us are one, dahainu, a chelik elokami mal, v'roya eich meirg al kol Yehudi shem havaya, v'hu chelik megidu kved Hashem b'olam, and in our core, we're really the same, that we're really a cheftza shel havaya, our magal kved Hashem in the Riyah, as a yiskel of a seif shiskal of kol seidus hatayr bepratas viskal of kol bechinas yebeis mini tzuruk feyavaya. A person will be zeich to many hidden things, very beautiful things. But what he's pointing out here is that there's a challenge in Avos Yisrael, because on the chitzonius, even on the level of neshama, there may be, slight differences. Everybody has a different tchunas and nefesh, a different das. But that, even that in that pnimius world, that's a chitzonius to the pnimius of pnimius, which is that yes, that may be true, but everybody's a chelik alakam. So we can't let our differences get in the way of Avos Yisrael, because even on that level, we have to be mavchin and to understand that focus on the nekuda haprati, which is haklali, which brings us all together, which is sof kol sof, everybody's a chelik alakam. To the left, on the top, this is the ma'amakum we had earlier, I think Shir 7, from the Gulas Yisrael, HaBal Shem Tov HaKadosh Tikin Gimel Dvarim LaTalmidav. Three takanas of the Baal Shem Tov. One is to daven with the tzaddik. Two is the shulchan of the tzaddik. And three, this is for now, Leishev im chaverim b'kibbutz yachad l'schadzik b'voidus Hashem Yisbar. There's the inyan of the tzaddik in our lives, and then there's the inyan of the chavraya. And this is a little bit of like an offshoot from what we've discussed until now in this year, is that we've discussed until now the Avos Yisrael, the Hislavas of Avos Yisrael, the Yisrael versus the Kuchubi Chuchadu, and that's in reference to all of Klai Yisrael as Nishmas Yisrael. But Bederech Havaida, on a more pratiest level, there's each person's Chavraya. Who is my Chavraya?
What does that mean,
the Chavraya? That there are people who, in a person's life, that he should be able to create a circle of people in which, with this Chavraya, a person finds people that he can grow with in Avodas Hashem. Meaning, just like a person loves all Jews equally, but and there are many tzaddikim in the world, but in my world, according to my neshama, this tzaddik is the it tzaddik for me, because he's my sharish neshama. And that tzaddik is my tool, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, to have digas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, Hashem puts into the world chaveirim, that each person has, that he should be able to look around himself, not literally, but figuratively, and to say, these people, wherever they are, that's a chavraya for me, that I use them and they use me, and we work together to achieve Avos Yisrael, Avos Hashem, Dekas Hashem B'chul. That's an offshoot of the discussion till now, which is, it doesn't mean that I love them more. It just means that a person is kinder for himself, chaveirim, to grow in his avodas Hashem. Take a look at Rav Motel, the Rebbe Shlita on below that. Aside from the general Avos Yisrael, yesh oit inyan shal ahavas chaveirim. V'hu inyan hadayrish arichas v'fnei. So this would require a very long shmuz. Shechaveirim ha'oiskim yachta b'avodas Hashem yochol nisay harbi eichal l'sheni. That when yidin do things together, they can help each other out tremendously. We're going to go a little bit faster now because we're running out of time. U'b'chol hadayrish hayu chaburas shal mabak she'ashem. Throughout all the generations, there were chaburas, groups of Mevakshi Hashem, like it was the Chavrai of Reb Shimon, the Chavrai of the Arizal. Even in the Gemara we find, Avas Chareim amongst the Talmid Chachamim, the Gemara says, Rashbi, Baal Heveir, Shem Messiah, Mechulei, Baal Kein, Yekin Lechem, Shem Chavirim, that's why the Talmid Chachamim are called Chavirim, Shem Chavirim, Hamakushayim, Va'ivdim, Yachta, Vanyani, Ruchnias. The concept of the Chavra. Ve'al Yidei, Avas Chavirim, Nechoyna, Yechoyna, Lavois, Lissalos, Yachta, Vidarin, Chavidus Hashem. Through Avas Chavirim, a person can go very, very high. But the tonight is that they should have a deep love for each other. Not just that they do things together, but they don't care about each other. But that they use each other as a klal hayotze, a prat hayotze min a klal, the galal a klal kulay, meaning that they're using each other as tools to bring out love for each other, which should therefore be mispashit on the rest of Klal Yisrael. Then they're going to have, the Rebbe says, a siyata deshmar, miyuchedis, and all ruchnius things which they do. Like we had said before about the tzaddik, that the tzaddik is a piece that comes into a person's life by virtue of the dvikas with that tzaddik that puts a different tam, a different taste, a different flavor on everything that a person does in his avodah Hashem. Tari tefillah bidas chasana v'chulei. So too, having a chavraya changes, not just like, oh, I have a chavraya and it's nice. Having the chavraya means that now everything which a person does, whether he's with a chavraya or not, is going to have a totally different impact. Take a look at Ravitcher Meyer again to the right. We know that having achdus and avas Yisrael is super important. Like the Baal Shem Tov dibur v'kadsha v'himshich za'inyan b'kevin Yisrael, like the Baal Shem Tov spoke about at length, v'hiflik b'goydel koyach ha-chabura d'kedusha. Having a chabura, like even the Baal Shem Tov had his chavraya. Shekasher b'nei odom yoishim b'chabura, that when chavraya come together, as a chabura, umiyachadim yichud Hashem yachdav, menagnim, they sing together, umizamrim lekavad yoytzam, songs of praise to Hashem, v'koinam, azay koichem godlo v'noir lehamshach, or elyon lematam hei alma. It's not just a nice fabringin, it's not just like a nice get-together, shkoyach, shkoyach. It's an avayda. Big oiris are coming down. This is a heli gazach. Om nam bishnai bedavar. Like we saw before from the Rebbe, that the Yichudam is Kashrusam, which should be a nefesh pnim of Allah Misavach, shouldn't be fake. Shouldn't be fake. It should be a real feeling, at least working towards a real feeling of Ava for the Chavraya. Go to number 4. Actually, in my sheet, it's number 4, because I have to know where I'm going. But for you, it's Divrei Emes in Parshas Koyach, which is again the Chayzer from Lublin. V'chein, Ben Kahas, he's darshaning a pasuk in the beginning of Koyach. Beikachach ben Yitzhar ben Kohas ben Levi, Mishu oyves Yisrael, memela miskapsim melov. If a Jew loves other Yidden, the people will come to him. Like we said before, and like he's going to explain. That's called Yikhas Amim. U ben Levi, Misha misdabik bo Yisparach oysi Yichudun lefamim. Ah, I forgot where we were going here. Look at this. So if a Jew loves other Jews, yeah? He loves other Jews. They'll come to love him, and they'll come to do tshuva. Look what he says here. Hein yechoylen likach es halamden. You could take a lamden, right? Shenisrachek mi Hashem, the cover lays baruch. You could take a Talmud Chacham, but because he became such a Chacham, he forgot about loving Hashem, he forgot about avodas Hashem. You could take a lamden, you could be makar of him. I had to bring that, it's so gishmak. Ulefi zeh ha-pasak shayach b'chol eis v'chol adam. And it's true for everyone. Go down again to the Sefer Sikh. This is the Rayat. Says the same thing. Marina HaBashamtav Amar, Lamdan Shuhu Gas Ruach. This is what the Bashamtav really worked with. The Lamdanim, the Talmid Chachamim, that they're full of Gaiva. Sarech Lo'ayra Ayde Avas Yisrael. Don't tell him that he's a nobody, that he's even worse than a Pasha Yid because he became such a Baal Gaiva, which is true. He became such a Baal Gaiva from his Tyre. Don't tell him that. Just love him. Just love him. Well, a Karvo Kolkach, and bring him close, and then he'll be Marga Shechisaran on his own. He'll come to it. Show the love. Shine the light of love. And then be able to makar. Even the big, big lamdanim were very far away from Hashem. Take a look at the Imre Pinchas here. Kisha adam mevaz lecha v'aysa lecha yisurim. If a Jew belittles you, gives you yisurim. Tzarech leschazek levaysa b'yoyser. Love him even more. Tam Echad Amar, one reason why, because the Yitzhara is very big and makes a big concerted effort against Vihaf to Echad Kamecha because it's the Zekal Gadabatah. Yitzhara knows the score. He knows what's important. He knows what's ikar, what's a tafel. He works very hard that yidin should get upset at each other over silly things. If a Jew does you wrong, love him even more. In your heart, love him even more. Bring it out more. If you love him, he'll love you back. Like we saw from the Chayze. And the Pichzor lived before the Chayze. That's why, and you can begin with Tshuva, he said, you have to love even Rishayim and Klai Yisrael, you have to love them. Not everybody would agree with this, but they're wrong. What do you hate? You hate their Maisim Raim. So don't come close to them in terms of their Maisim, don't learn from their Maisim. We still have to love him. The Atzmius is not defined by the Maisim, like we saw before. Atzmius of the Ava is where it is. If you shine your light of Av on another Jew, you'll bring him back with Tshuva. That was the whole way of Aaron HaKohen. Oiv Shalom, Veroidiv Shalom, Oiv Esavirus, Makarv and Latayr. The Oiv Esavirus, it's what's Makarv and Latayr. Ayideh Shahay, Oiv Esam, is Makarv and Latayr. They did Tshuva. The Omer Tam Lahazbet Avizah, and Rav Pinchas Korsker explained, Shemachma Shani Oiv Esai, because I love him, who ohiv gam kinaisi, like we saw before, kimaim hapanim lapanim kinaiva adam laadam, Shlomo HaMelech says. I only don't like his maisim haraim. Vaidezeh, who gam kimascha lisna maisim haraim. Because I don't like his maisim haraim, he too will also start to hate his maisim haraim. That's what we saw before. Memela he'll come back. You don't have to bring people back. You don't have to be oisik in the inyan of being machsa yidin b'tshuva. Our job is to love yidin. To love them, because what we're doing is that we're reaching them on the neshama level, and the memela, that light, will be shown upon them, and they'll come to be chayzer b'tshuva. That's how we do things in Pnimiyas. The sefer ma'aseh from the Baal Shem Tov shebamachas ha'adam chashash yatzabanu l'kfir rechmana l'tzlan. There was once a Jew that he went off the derech. The tziva ha'Baal Shem Tov la'aviv la'havu v'ziyad. The Baal Shem Tov said, love him even more. Love him even more. U'machma zeh yatzam ya'kfir. I know Rav Aimer gives us aitzis when parents and their children, you know, it's very disappointing a child goes off. It goes off. It's very painful. And he said, don't. No, you have to love them even more. You have to show more love. This is the way of the Baal Shem. Says, to close the hole. What is he referring to? He's referring to the left over here. It's a different Maimakum. Haimarina Rabbi Rafael from Barshid, who was a Talmud of Pinchas Karzer. If you see that somebody doesn't like you, in your heart, love him even more. V'atam, he explained, Ki klalos Yisrael, him Merkava l'Kedusha. Kla Yisrael, like we said before, we are a Merkava for Kedusha. Kedusha's Yisrael. Ukeshe hagam ukeshe hinam be'ahava be'achdas. Sharele mashchina v'chal l'Kedusha. Being be'achdas means that we become a Merkava, Keli, through Mekabel Hashras Hashchina. However, if Chas V'Shalom there's a period, it makes a pirza and a makum panay. That's azver the blois. There's a hole. V'noyifel Chas V'Shalom kedusha beklipas. V'asamayer. This is a noyer dekazach. V'achin kisha adam mershach avira mitzrachik tzarach le'ehavoy le'karevei le'biyoyis elisam ha'pirza. Is that not a chiddush of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh in Avos Yisrael? Is that not a gevaldik understanding in Oymek and Avos Yisrael? V'sipra li, and he told me, Rav Rafal, shebekayit ha'acharon lifnei istakusay. In the week before, the summer before he passed away, I think he's referring to Pinchas Karzer, Omar Bekroizvir, he said in a certain city, Shetzarech lahaniach kol ha-mitzvahs. A person should put aside all mitzvahs, Bishvil shelo yepeirud levavos mishum Yehudi. If that's not an ikar, I don't know what is. What it means to put Avos Yisrael on the pedestal of Avos HaMakom and Avos HaTorah, Avos Yisrael, to put aside all mitzvahs that there shouldn't be paired between Jews. Adam, person shouldn't say, I can't come to this madriga. This is madrigas of tzaddikim. Ki hu sheker. Yitzhar is blinding you. Ki bevadim mitzad atzma ino yachol. You may not be able to. Avol be'ezer Hashem yisbarach lo yuchol asa. You can. You daven to Hashem, you ask that Hashem. If it's important enough, obviously so, that you ask Hashem, I want to be that person who's an Oy of Yisrael. Like that Pashtad Yid who was a Tehillim Zagar. But he made it to the Hechalos of Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Benun. Because he was an Oy of Yisrael Amiti. It's shaykh such a thing. Behind a lehav, kol adam apidu arsham gemurim, ki sin es chinam hechreva beis mikdashenu. You know, the Rishoner used to say, like the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir's statement, the Rishoner, and all the tzaddikim of the generation, they're able to be margish the pain of Knesset Yisrael. The Chazanish also was like that. He says, I feel the pain of every single Jew. That's what it means to be the tzaddik ador. That doesn't mean that you know the most Torah. It means that if you feel in your body the pain of another Jew, even if you don't know them, you experience in the pain of all the Jews, like Rabbi Lebelzer says, there's nobody in the world who has pain like I have. I wouldn't wish my pain to Rabbi Lebelzer on the biggest Russia, not even on the biggest Russia, except Haman, he said. I would only wish my pain on only Haman, not even on a guy. The only guy I would wish it on Haman or Russia. The Yisur in which I have, he's such a Baal Yisur, but he was Makabal upon himself, the Yisur in Kol Yisrael, because he was so there in Avos Yisrael. He can go talk forever about the Avos Yisrael that Rabbi Lebelzer had. He just lived it within our century, Rabbi Lebelzer. We'll just end with this story that the Avos Yisrael from Vizhnitz, he once had to travel and he stayed in a city, and he came to a city which wasn't a very Hasidic city, and he could see from the people that they weren't happy that he was there. And one of the Gabayim said to him, he says, Rebbe, they don't like you here. They really don't like you. I don't know what we should do. He says, don't worry, I have an Eitzah. He says, I'm going to love them so much that they're going to love me back. Says, have an Eitzah. That's how he was called, the Avos Yisrael. He had such love for you. I'm going to love them so much that they're going to love me back. He loved them so much that at the end of they were all chassidim of him. Not because he impressed them with nisim and maifsim and giluyim recha kodesh, he said big prayers. Because he loved them in his heart. They didn't even know, but they felt it. Kamayim panam upon him, they loved him back. Mamish giluyim neflaim of the sugi of Avos Yisrael. She bezeichet to come to such madrigas.